Okay, let's begin Menachas Daf Samach Hei, and we are on Samach Dalet Amud Beis. We will pick up a couple lines up from the bottom as we continue here in Perek Rabbi Yishmael. Perek Rabbi Yishmael, which we started on Samach Gimel Amud Beis, here in the second half, really, of Maseches Menachas, all different rules and regulations of Minchas. That's what we had in the last Perek, and this Perek is about the Karban HaOmer, the Minchas HaOmer. So we started off having a Machlokes. Are there any differences between whether it's done on Shabbos or on weekday? We had a double Machlokes in the first Mishnah. The Gemara discussed whether they're connected to each other, when one has to hold of the other one. And then the second Mishnah yesterday started to talk about where does the Omer come from. And that's to come from close by, Machlokas in the Gemara, what the reasons are, why is it close by, Carmel or Eimavir in Al HaMitzvos, and there was even a time when it came from very far away, from Gagos Trifin or Bikas Ein Socher. And we had a time, we described that event, and how Mordechai, which Mordechai was this, Rashi Tosfos, how Mordechai deciphered what the Elaim was saying through the charades that the Elaim was doing. So now we continue also with a similar story, the next story. Hanhu, first wide line. Hanhu shalosh nashim da'aisu shalosh kinin. There was a case where three women brought three sets of birds. Kan is a set of birds. As we know, Meseches Kinim is all about mix-ups with sets of birds. So there was three women that brought three sets of birds. They each brought a set of birds to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Chada Amra Lizivasi. One of them said, I'm bringing this for my Ziva. We know a Zava is one of the Mechusrei Kapara. After a Zava Gedola waits Shiva Nekiyim, so then she has to bring Karbanos on day 8 in order to be able to partake of Karbanos and go into the Beis HaMikdash. So she said, I'm bringing these birds Lizivasi. If that is true, then one's a Chatas and one's an Ola. There's Chatas Sa'of and Ola Sa'of. If that's true. Vechada Amra Liyamasi. And one of them says, this is for my Yam. What's the Yam? The Yam, a river, a flow? We'll see. V'chada amar amra lo'ona. See, one of them says, this is for my ona, my appropriate time. So what did these three women mean? Meaning we have to know whether these are chatas and olas, that's a kan, that's mechuyev to be brought, or is it a nedava? A nedava are both olos. So that's the question that we're not sure about. So Savar minah, zivasi zava mamish. So they thought to say that ziva means ziva, right? It means mechusrei kapara, one's a chatas, one's an ola. Le'yamasi mamish. Also, same idea, the yam, that she had a flow like a yam. But it also means that she was a zava. La'onasi, la'onasa. Again, the ona means the time that the need is supposed to come. The zava comes sometimes, right? So we thought that maybe all these women are bringing the same set of karbanos. The kulu chada chatas, v'chada ola, and all of them would be chayiv chatas and chatas and ola. That is what we thought. But what happens? Amaluhu Mordechai. Mordechai said, maybe say machlokas, which Mordechai is talking about. Shema, no, maybe not. Shema bezov sichna. Maybe she meant that when she was a zava, it was a dangerous situation. There was an extra amount of blood that was supposed to come, and she was besakana. And now she's bringing a nedava, so to speak, like a carbon toda, not an actual carbon toda, but to say thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they're both olos. Rashi, bezov sichna, so haisha shofaz dam yoser, v'nistachna lamus, v'nadva l'kina, and she made a nadava, lahavi kan, dahavi in shravayu, olos nadava. Maybe they're both olos. V'zu shamra, and that's what bezov sichna means. And shema biyam, and what about the next one? Shema biyam sichna, shema be'ina sichna. Back to the Gemara. Maybe the yama means in the yam, and maybe the last one that says La'onasi really means ain, the ayin, the in the eye, the ain asichna, right? So therefore, says the Gemara, that's what Mordechai suggested. The kulu olos, and if that's the case, they would all be considered olos, and that's very different, right? We learned all about the Maseches Vachim, all about if I do a mix-up, olos of chadas of have opposite avodos, right? Olos of is done lamala michutas sikra, chadas of is done lamata, chadas of is not burned on the mizbeach at all, ein lamizbeach el adama, the ola, do we separate the head from the body? Difference, according to most Rishonim and most Tanoim, there's an isadar isa to separate the head when you're not supposed to separate the head. So, many differences. So, major machlokas. So, what do these women mean? Seems to be that the women were not there anymore to ask them whether, you know, what their kavana was. But this is what they said. So, baduk va'ashkach, they checked and they found out that Mordechai was correct. Mordechai was just like he was correct in the other story of the Gagos Srifin and the Ein Socher. So to here he was correct, and they were all Olos that were Nedavis. V'hainu Ditznan, and that's what the Mishnah says in Shkalim, when the Mishnah in the fifth parak in Shkalim lists off the people that were in charge of various Avodos and various responsibilities in the Mikdash. V'hainu Ditznan, Psachya al Hakinim. Psachya was in charge of the Kinim. The Kinim, these pairs of birds, Zem Mordechai, right? This is referring to Mordechai, again, assuming like Rashi, who says that this Mordechai was the Mordechai b'Meach HaShveirosh, so it's referring to that Mordechai, our Mordechai, Mordechai HaYehudi. Lama Nikra Shmo Psachya, and why was he nicknamed Psachya in the Mishnah in Shkalim? Sheposeach Dvarim, he opens discussions, Vidarshan, Vyodea, Beshevim Lashon, and he knows 70 languages, and he knows he can figure out these languages that the women were using. Just one ha'ara again, once we talk about Zava and all the different Lashonos, that might mean, again, a lot to talk about in that context. Just to mention one or two points, it hasn't come up in a while. Remember the Machlokas Rishonim between the Rambam and Rov Rishonim. The Rambam describes Zava and Nida as being permanent stages of every woman's cycle, never changing. 7-11, 7-11. Zava and Nida. Nida, we know the first time a woman has a Re'iyah in her life, she becomes a Nida for 7 days. From the time that the Re'iyah starts until the next 7 days, it doesn't matter whether she is seeing or not seeing during those 7 days. She is considered a Nida from the second it starts. At the end of those 7 days on a Daraisa level, she does a Vedika. If she does not have any more Riyas Dam, then she's Muteris Labaila. After those 7 days, she doesn't have to wait any Shiva Nikiyam, right? That's only for Zava, not for Nida. Nida on a Daraisa level does not matter what happens during that time. The Rambam describes that in Hilchos Isuri Biyah. In Perek Vav, Kal Shiva Sayamim, Shenikvala Vest. Bitchilasan, Hein Hanikron Yemenidasa, Bein Ras Bohem Dam, Bein Lo Ras, whether she saw or not. Omebnei Mahin Nikron Yemenida, Mebnei Shehein Ru'uyin Lenida. Why are these 7 days called Nida? Because they're Roi for her to become a Nida, Vakaldam Shatira Mayam Dam, Nida Yechashev. And if she sees any Dam, it's considered Dam Nida, which has laws of not only for Issa V'Heter, but also for Tumah V'Tahara. And then the Rambam says, after those 7 days, there's 11 days, and those 11 days are called potential Yimei Ziva days. Cholachar Asar Yom She'achar HaShiva, Hein HaNigrom Yimei Zivasa, Bein Ros Bahem Dam, Bein Lo Ros. Again, they are Ro'i to be Ziva. Why are they called Ziva? They're Ru'uyin LeZiva. And any Dam she sees during this time is considered Ziva. And the Rambam says, V'hi Zaher B'shnei Shemos Elu, She'en Yimei Nidasa, V'yimei Zivasa. Be careful. Make sure you know you have a separate calendar, the Rambam says, for no Yimei Nida and Yimei Ziva. And the Rambam continues and says, it doesn't matter, even if a woman, let's say, becomes a Zava Gedola during that time, it doesn't matter. She goes back to being a Nida after the 11 days. That is Kavua. And the Magen Mishnah points out that Rov Rishonim argue with that. If a woman ever becomes a Zava Gedola, she sees for 3 days straight, so then she has to count Shiva Nikiyam, and she does not go back to Yemei Nida until the Shiva Nikiyam are finished. Until she loses, and she removes her status of a Nida, of a Zava Gedola, she does not go back, and then after that, it's going to start again. Meaning it fluctuates. It's not 7-11 Kavua in her life, which the Rambam gives the impression that that's what it is, which is again against Rov Rishonim. Call Yemei Aisha Miyom Sheikval Aveses Achatamus or Achatiyakar Aveses Liyom Acher Tispar LaOlam Shiva Mitchilas Yom Aveses V'Acharein Achad Asar Shiva V'Acharein Achad V'Acharein Achad Asar Shiva V'Acharein Achad Asar V'Tizoher B'Minyan Kedesh Teida Be'Aisha Tiradam Imbi Meinida Ras Obi Meiziva Shekol Yom Ashal Isha Kachi. He says it again. Shiva Yemeinida V'Achad Asar Yemeiziva. El Im Kain, Hifsika Baleda. Okay, birth changes it. But other than that, not Zava and not Nita. We know Bizvan Hazeh that we don't have any of these Chilukim. It's even the days of the Tanaim and Amoraim. In early days, it was confusing. Is it a Nita? Is it a Zava? And it's very serious because, you know, there's halacha l'maisa differences, right? A Nida or a Zava, there's a chiluk in Shiva Nikiyam, there's a chiluk in the Chiyav of Karbanos, right? A Nida doesn't have to bring a Karban. right? Azava has a real carbon. Azava Gadola has a real carbon. One of the Mechusri Kapara. So we know the Chumrid Rabbi Zera, one of the more famous lines in that Rabbi Zera ever said, right? A couple of statements that Rabbi Zera said, but the Chumrid Rabbi Zera, that Benos Yisrael were Machmiros al Atzman, Shafilu Ro Asivos Dam Kachardol, Yosheves Allah Shivanakiyim. That even no matter what type of Re'iyah is done Bezman Azeh, we count Shivanakiyim. And that is what halakha lamaisa is. We don't have nida daraisa anymore. We just have zava. Everything is treated as a zava, which requires shiva nikiyim. The Meshech Chachma has the suffix whether bizman hamikdash, we're going to go back to the original. He assumes yes, because after all, hilchos karbanos. You have to know what's a nida, what's a zava. And we'll have to, keep track better. Maybe it'll be easier then. But again, the lamaisa, bizman hazeh, that's known as the Chumrid Rabbi Zera, of the Nashim Tzidkanios that were Machmir al Atzman. Okay. And again, that's a halacha, that's not a chumrah. That's a halacha. The Ramban writes in his Sefer on Nida that there's a asur lehakel in that. Certain halachas, certain chumras were accepted as halachas, and there is no being makel in any areas. But it's one of the zava. Itself is one of the mechusrei kapara, zav, zava, yoledes, and mitzora. Those are the four mechusrei kapara that are also discussed in the second parak of Maseches Krisos. Okay, we'll get back to that. That's shown a little bit later. Let's continue though. So what the Gemara say? Mordechai figured out this based on the language of these women, and that's why he was the one that was in charge of the kingdom in the Beis HaMikdash, because he knew 70 languages, says the Gemara. Kulu Sanhedrin nami yadi shivim lashon. What do you mean everybody in the Sanhedrin knew 70 languages? What was so unique about Mordechai? Dama Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says in Sanhedrin, Ein Moshiv in Sanhedrin. Right, he says at the end of the first parak, we're not Moshiv in the Sanhedrin of 71. Ella ba'ale chachma. Ba'ale Mara. You have to be wise. You have to be Mara. What is Mara? Handsome? You have to be someone who people look at and it instills Ema. Ba'ale Koma. Ba'ale Koma. You have to be tall. Ba'ale Koma, you can't have short. We have many Gdolim that have been short over the years. Right? Height does not seem to be, and all the other ones, okay, maybe you're in control. Ba'ale Koma, you have no control over. Zot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Megalias Hayam in Sanhedrin just quotes Tzarech Ian on this line. What exactly, doesn't know why exactly you should need this. Yadanu, he quotes, there are a number of Gemaras that talk about this. This is the only one. He quotes, Os Chavav, Yadanu Sherazal Hefligu B'Shevach Skulas Bali Koma. Kamar Shabbos Sadibes, Ein Shechina Shora El Al Chacham Giber Asher Ubal Koma. B'choros Bemhei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishtabeach B'Bali Koma. Tainus, Tezayin, Adam Shal Tzura, Rashi quotes, Ba'ali Komi. Quotes all the Bekiyas. Hare Sheikh Shivu Esa Ish Shahaya Mishechmo Volamala Gavoa Mishar Adam. Right, Shal HaMelech is described. Ba'al Koma. Vineze Mafli, Hein Zui Skula Miteva Holdaso. Uma Adifusa. Why is that? What, if you have the greatest person who's Ra'ui and he's very short? Rav Moshe Feinstein was not so tall. Right, but he's not going to be able to be in the Sanhedrin. Ba'ali Koma. We have no idea how tall the Rambam was, right? But we mentioned in the past the legend, and that's maybe why the Rambam wanted to be buried in Tveria, because that's where he says the Sanhedrin is going to start again, right? But you know what? Why is this a reason? Ula hefich. He says the opposite. You see in other Svarim, he quotes that there is Eliyahu and others. You don't have to worry about physical. So maybe Ba'al Koma doesn't mean physical height. Maybe it means something else. You get the impression from these sources that it's physical, but maybe you have to say otherwise. Okay. But Ba'al Koma, that's mentioned. It's mentioned here. Okay, what else? Ba'alei Zikna. Ba'alei Zikna. What does Ba'alei Zikna mean? Okay, let's just finish the line, I guess, to get to the question, then we'll come back. Ba'alei Kshafim, those who are involved in their Ba'alim in magic. V'yodim Shivim Lashon. But the last one is the important one for our question. And they know the 70 languages. Shalotei Sanhedrin Shemaski P'yam Turgamon. Instead, they remember the Gemara, I think in Sota, about Yosef Atzadik, and he knew one, the 70. Against Paro, and that's where the hay is added in the Pasuk, the Yehosef Shmo, and the other stories. But anyway, they all knew. So they Sanhedrin Sermas Mipia Turgamon, because if somebody's giving Edus, you don't want the Sanhedrin to have to listen through an interpreter. You have to hear directly Mipihem from the Edim. Question mark. So what's the godless of Mordechai, Psachya, that he knew the 70 languages? They all knew the 70 languages. Answer, Ella Dahavi Baya Lishne. Vidarish. He was able to combine different languages. Rashi, Bolelu Ma'arbev Halashonos. and interpret and use Dea Bina Vahaskel, interpret it from the languages, not just the languages, right? That's like here. He uses these Loshonos of Zivasi, Yamasi, Onasi, and he figured out what it meant. V'hainu d'chsiv v'mordechai bilshan. That's why, Hainu d'karu Mordechai bilshan, that's why in the Pasuk in Nehemiah, that's what he's called, bilshan, from the word bolel lishonos. Okay, a couple of other points on this list of items. What about Baalei Zikna? Baalei Zikna, how old does one have to be on the Sanhedrin? Baalei Zikna. Look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Vav, says we should not put a Zakein on the Sanhedrin. What does Zakein mean? If he's so old that he no longer has the Rachmanis that a younger person feels for children, let's say, Rashi says there in Sanhedrin Lamed Vav, Shachach Tzar Gidobanim. So he has less Rachmanis, so you shouldn't. So Stira. Right, so here it says that you dafka have to put a zakin, and they're not. So, what's the answer? So, some say maybe it's alluded to in one word in the Rambam. But even before that, Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah, we know we have Rabbeinu Yonah on Sanhedrin. So Rabbeinu Yonah there, in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Zayin, where this Gemara also appears, says, when it says, Baalei Zikna, lo zakenim mamish, tohala kaman amru, imoshim and zakenim b'Sanhedrin. Right, he quotes that stira, the question. Ela la'afuke bachurim asa. When it says a kingdom, it doesn't mean the 100-year-olds. It means those who are not very young, who don't have life experiences. To kishem shein moshivin zaken b'bnei sheshachach tzar gidobanim, kach ein moshivin bachurim b'bnei sheadayin lo yadu b'tzar gidobanim. Right? It's the balance of people who understand and could vicariously feel and appreciate life's emotions and experiences. But you have to have somebody who's had it already, right? If somebody's very young and they haven't been through certain life experiences, they haven't had it. And if they're very old and they don't remember life experiences. So you have a couple of decades in the middle that are probably okay. No specific age is given, but that's what's mentioned. And if you look in the Rambam adds in one word that maybe this whole answer of Rabbeinu Yonah is alluded to in the Rambam. When the Rambam quotes this in Perek Beis Halacha Gimel here in Sanhedrin, Ein ma'amidin b'chol ha-Sanhedrin lo zakein muflag. Bishanim. So he has the Lashon of Muflag. So maybe that Lashon Muflag is a reference to what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying. You can't have somebody very, very old that doesn't remember life's experiences. But somebody who is less, Zakein Lafuke Bachur, is something that is needed. Okay, there is the Torah Tamima discusses also a discussion in Rashi, that Rashi says Tzar Gidobanim, and there's another Rashi elsewhere that says otherwise. Okay, one. The other point I wanted to mention is the next on the list, and that is Baalei Kshafim. What's Baalei Kshafim? Machlokas Rashi Tosas here. What is Baalei Kshafim? Rashi says the Sanhedrin has to know magic because if one of the parties, all of a sudden, is about to be taken out to the Beis Haskila, and he says some type of something, and he turns himself into a bird, or some type of kishuf, so they have to know, you know, how to fight back. They have to know how to fight back with the kishuf. Says Rashi, Shem yia hanidon mechashef, v'ha'or lo yishlot bo. Or let's say he does some incantation, and they're trying to be mechayev him srefa, and it's not working. Yasu hein mechashefos, v'yamisu b'chol misa shiyachlu. They could fight back. They could play his game, right? And he does something, and they do something. They do something back, right? Which some of the Mefarshim say is clear that the Rashi seems to be holding like the Rambam we discussed back in Sanhedrin, Machlokas Rambam Tosfos. If the Sanhedrin cannot implement the misa that the person is supposed to get, can they implement a different misa? If they can't do it, at least a lesser chamor, can they or no? You have to do the one. That's it. So Tosfos in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Hei says maybe by Niskalin you're allowed to do some others b'di'evit, but not by, it's not a general rule that you can. But the Rambam says you can. The Rambam says in Perek Yudalid Halacha Ches, the Rambam says Mishamar Anav Shavolo Yachlu Bezdin Le'Esaroso Achi Yamisu B'Misa Shu Chayev Ba. Let's say somebody is Omer Anavsho and Bezdin cannot capture him. They can't get him. He's on the loose. And they can't kill him with the misa that he's chayiv. Hargan oso eda b'chol misa sheyichol l'hamis oso ba me'achar sh'ning mardino v'ein rishus l'shara am l'hamis oso t'chila the edem, but it's any misa. V'ein rishus l'shara am l'hamis oso t'chila v'ichach emnikla yada edem pater Aval horeg nefesh shenigmar dino rot v'nacharav b'chol davar b'yad kol adam. That's what misa noso. Okay, one of the differences between ritzicha and other averas that are done, the limitation of edim is only by other mechuyave misa besides ritzicha. But that's the Rambam. The ikar point of the Rambam is that b'chol misa sheyachol hamis also is what sabidi evad. That's what Rashi seems to say here. Remember, that's put that on the list of shiny ritzicha. Anybody, because it's such a danger to society. That's what the Rambam said, if you remember elsewhere. I'm not going to find it now, but the Rambam talks about kippah. When the Rambam, I think, earlier in Sanhedrin, when the Rambam talks about jail, right, the jail that's mentioned at the end of the Mishnayos in Sanhedrin, so is that used by anyone that Bezin wants to put in a kippah? And the Rambam says clearly that it's only used by a rotseach. Even though rotseach, it doesn't even get skila. Right, Rotzeach isn't as chomor per se, let's say, as Chilul Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. But the Rambam says, Rotzeach is a danger to society more than any other of the Baalei Averos, and that is why one would use Kippah in that case, even though you wouldn't use Kippah in any other case. Maritz Chayes quotes this Rambam in the first Berakah of Sanhedrin, where you know what he talks about when he explains Aaron HaKohen. Remember Aaron HaKohen? Aaron HaKohen is trying to get them that they killed Chur by the Chet HaEgel. And Aaron sees is like, oh, they're going to kill me if I don't do something. So he took the gold and ended up being Chet HaEgel. So what is that better? Right? Avodah Zarah is better than Shvichas Damim. You get the impression from the Gemara that Aaron HaKohen was more Mako, but it was better in his mind to get them to do Avodah Zarah rather than to do Shvichas Damim. So why is that? So on the Gemara, beginning of the first Berakah in Sanhedrin, Dafazayin or so, the Maritz Chayes quotes this Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin that Rotzicha is different. Rotzicha destroys society, and therefore, that's what Aaron HaKohen felt. Aaron HaKohen felt that would be better for Klal Yisrael to violate Avodah Zarah, ironically, more than Shvichas Damim. Okay, that is the that's Rashi Shita when you get the Tosfos. Tosfos right here. Tosfos says Tav Tosfos Pirish Rav Haigon. Why do they have to know kishuf? Because they laid as a din to know the halacha. Because some things you're not clear about whether that's kishuf or not. Is this just magic sleight of hand, or is this if somebody like does a magic show, right? For children, it's all sleight of hand. They're not chay misa for machashif, right? And that's what the poskim say. The chayodim is very harif about this. But the poskim say if anybody ever does a magic show, right, they should announce this isn't real magic. Only Hashem does real magic. V'chulu. But the Gemara talks about. So you have to know the difference. So that's what Tosfos says. The Sanhedrin has to know the difference. You move vegetables from one side to the other. Did you really move the vegetables? Or did you do sleight of hand and it just looks like you're moving the vegetables? Right? Hosa ma'isachayev, ochiz be'nayim pater, quotes the Gemara. And therefore, you have to know the halacha in order to deal in paskin. Atalameid lahavin ule horos. Important machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. The language of the Rambam, one final point, and then we will do the Mishnah. The language of the Rambam, back in Perek Beis, when he quotes this, he uses two interesting Lashonos that pique the curiosity of the Mefarshim. Kishem Shebezdim, in Perek Beis, talking about who are Moshe in the Sanhedrin. Perek Beis. Kishem Shebezdim Menukin Mitzedek, Kach Tzrichin Lios Menukin Mikomume Haguf. Just like they are spiritually perfect, they have to be physically, gets back to that tall issue. They have to instill awe in those who see them. So the Gemara says, and the Rambam quotes it, if someone is not so seemly, and you look at them and people might be turned off by their physical looks, so they could be great, wonderful Rabbanim, but maybe not in the Sanhedrin. The Rambam, Gemara says, and the Rambam says, Menuki mikomu me'aguf. And then the Rambam says, Vitzarech, here's the key word, lehishtadel. Vitzarach lehishtadel, v'livdok ulechapes, shikulon bali seva, bali koma, bali mara, nivone lochash. Right, all these requirements, but the Rambam said, starts off with yishtadel. So, what is yishtadel? So we know in modern Hebrew, yishtadel means to try. Really try to do it. Is that what the Rambam means too? Did he change it from mechuyev to lishtadel? The Bir Halacha talks about this. The Bir Halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. Because the Rambam, when he talks about Kavod Shabbos, the Gemara in Kiddushin, that mitzvah bo yosemei bishlucho. So the Rambam also quotes the lashon of yishtadel. A person should be mishtadel to do kavod Shabbos begufo. And the Bir Halacha wonders. The Gemara says, chayev. Why did he change it to yishtadel? Right? Is that minimizing it? Right? And the Shulchan Aruch changes it back to chayev. Just in case we had any, any questions about it. But that's the discussion. Bir Alacha, I think in Siman Reish Nun or so, in Hilchos Shabbos, he discusses the Rambam's Lashon of Yishtadel. But here's another Yishtadel. Vitzarech l'Yishtadel. So the post can wonder, maybe it's just a Lechadchila. But then the Rambam adds another unusual point. V'chiyu Yodin Birov Halashonos. Kedesh Shalotei Sanhedrin Shomas Mipiyem Maturgaman. Ask the Keshe Mishnah, Rov Halashonos. The Gemara says in two places, the 70 Lashonos. What, they have to know 40? They have to know Rov Alashonos. Why does the Rambam say Rov Alashonos? Says the Keshef Mishnah. Mishum Tzarech Lishtadel, he quotes. And then he quotes, because of Rabbeinu Yodin Rov Alashonos, Mishum Didavar Zarhu Lihimatse Misha Yada B'kol Shivim Lashon. Very unusual to find someone who knows all 70. Depending where you were from, there's a good chance you know a lot of languages. To know all 70? So the Rambam says, Yodin Rov Lashonos. Says the Lechem Mishnah, Afal Gav Shigemara Amru Kshiyadu B'Shivim Lashon Kaz Rabbeinu Rov Yesh Ladakte Kain Milashon Shiv B'Shivim Mitilo Amrinon Shivim. So he says B'Shivim Lashon. What does our Gemara say? Just Shivim Lashon. Just says Shivim. But he had a girsa maybe B'Shivim. He has to know within or some Mitilo Amr Shivim Mashmir the Yodim Miksa Shivim Sagi. Okay, our girsa says Shivim. That's a discussion about the Rove and not. The Margalos Hayam, there in Sanhedrin wonders, if it's Rove, so maybe that's the Chiddush of Mordechai. The Gemara could have answered that. Everyone else knows Rove Shivim Lashon. Mordechai knew Mamish Shivim Lashon. Okay, it's Arachian. If it's really just a Rove, the Gemara could have given that answer. Maybe that made him different than the others. Okay, either way, each of these are interesting topics to discuss, but we will now continue. Back to Karban HaOmer. Ketzad Hein Osin. So what exactly, how did they do it? Again, this is all about everything about the first part of the parak is what they brought it from and what was the process. And later on in the parak, we'll get to exactly the effect of the Omer. We'll get to that Mishnah on Daf Samaches. Mishkarva Omer, Huter Chadash Miyad, that'll be in the continuation and what it is Matir. Okay? Ketzad Hayo Osin, Shulchei Bezin Yosem Me'er of Yantif, the Shulchei Bezin would go out on Er of Yantif, Va'osin Osan Krichos, V'mechuba L'karka. They wanted to make sure that they knew exactly when they got there what to use, so they went and they tied up the grain that they were going to cut on the 16th. They used to tie it up like in ropes to know designate what's going to be used. Kadesh Yinoach Liksar. So it'll be easier to cut when they get there. Kala Yaros Hasmuchos Lisham, Miskansos Lisham. All the cities that were close by used to gather together. Miskansos Lisham. Kadesh Yinixar Be'Esek Gadol. So that it would be cut with Esek Gadol, with a huge pomp and circumstance. That's what they did this, they did the whole Ksiris HaOmer. Kivan Shech Sheikha, once it became dark after the first day of Pesach, it was very busy Pesach. First night of Pesach was a Seder. Everybody was involved. Second night of Pesach, everybody got together with the Ksiris HaOmer. Right? So the one who was in charge, the Rashi, the Kotzer, Lebnei Ayaros, the Kotzer said to the people who were there, Ba'ashemesh, did the sun set? Amar Hain. Ba'ashemesh, Amar Hain. Right. Is that Meduyek that it's only the Shemesh? Not the Dafka Tzeisak Ochavim. The Shemesh, the Shkia, I don't think it's a diak, it's just the language that said, we're trying to make it into a nice, allowed conversation. Magalzu, Amarhin. She used this cutting instrument, Magalzu, Amarhin. Kupazu, into this basket, Amarhin. Kupazu, Amarhin. The Shabbos, Amarlan, Shabbosu, if it was Shabbos, should do it this Shabbos, Amarhin, yes. Shabbazeh, Amarhin. Exar, Vimomim Loktsar. Exar, Vimomim Loktsar. Should I cut? You ready? Getting everybody psyched about, ready? One, yes, with this basket. Getting excited. Shalosh pa'amim akodar avadavar. Three times each item. Vein omrim lo, hain. Yes. Kol kach lama, mebnei abaitusim. Shaya omrim inks here, so omer b'motsa yadif. We discussed baitusim last year from the Rambam in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, but they said, Ksiris HaOmer is not done always on Motzai Yantif. It's done on the Motzai Shabbos, after the first day of Pesach. Sometimes it's done Motzai Yantif, but other times not, because as we know from the Pasuk Mimacharas HaShabbos, which they interpret literally, that Shavuos has to be 7 weeks after the Sunday, the Motzi Shabbos after the first day of Pesach, and we want to show them that they're wrong, and a number of times in Halacha, we go out of our way to publicly show that the Baitusim are wrong. Remember the by Paraduma, or Metamim, we'd have to use a Tful Yom by Paraduma, in order to show that they are wrong as well. The Karen Ora has the suffix here, Mehiri Bana Beis HaMikdash. and there's not going to be any bitusim there. Are we going to do this? Is this just mishum chash? And because this is what they're up to or not? Venira delohaya ose pirsum ella bebayis sheni shetzatzu hapi kursim. Maybe only by a sheni. V'lav dinu. It's not a din that you have to do. It's just against the stukim and bitusim. So he says, that's what nira it would appear to me. But he knows that the Rambam does not seem to say that, because the Rambam quotes this as halacha. The Rambam, the Harambam, Hilchas Tamidin, Kasav, Lachol Hani Demasisin, the Rambam, and Hilchas Tamidin, Musafin, in Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam, in, Avoda. The Rambam quotes all of this as if it's halacha. Umashma Dedina Hachi Gam Kshi Bana Beis HaMikdash. Right? B'mer V'yameinu. V'lachor lo yitzarchu lozeh. But I don't know why you have to do this. K'mam Marakasiv. Uvrosi, of course, the Pasuk in Yecheskel. Avol Noda Darko, Zal. But I'll tell you, I still don't think that they're going to do it. But the Rambam is, I'll tell you his reason. Ki kasav hilchosav b'chol ishe yivne. V'lai lo yizbaru adayin. The Rambam, as we know, quotes the halacha for all time, not just halacha l'maisa. So maybe it'll be l'maisa, maybe it'll be some stukim there, maybe not. But either way, this is the mitzvah, that if there are stukim there, so then one would have to do this. But he, the Karen Ora, thinks that if there are no stukim, so then it wouldn't have to be done. But again, you read the pashas of the Rambam just describes, you know, what is done here in Perek Zayin. He describes it, exactly what is done, zvano kavua, v'chol halayla, and he goes through the whole process in Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Aleph. Omer Zeven Tzorim V'Davar Zeh Kabbalah Moshe Misinai V'Kesar Hayanasis Meir of Yantiv Yotan Shluchei Bezin. He quotes our Mishnah, that describes all of it without any limitations. Akein Karsav Minag Hakadim V'Chulu. Interesting to relate to this, some talk about the sugya of Aseres Hadibros, right? The Gemara in Maseches Brachos, that we're not supposed to focus so much on Aseres Hadibros because of the certain people that might only focus on the Aseres Hadibros and think that you don't have to worry about the rest of the mitzvos. And that's why they took Aseres Hadibros out of davening, right? The Mishnah describes how they used to say Aseres Hadibros, but they took it out because of Taromes Haminim. Right, and the question is, then, the poskim all discuss, going back to the Rambam and the Tshuva, right, what about standing for the Aseres Hadibros in shuls? The Rambam and the Tshuva says, Chas b'shalom, you're not allowed to sit, you're showing more covet to the Aseres Hadibros than the rest of the Torah. But many poskim describe, the Tzitz Eliezer, the Minchas Asher, and many others describe how it's okay. Ramosha Feinstein, right, how is it okay? So many different defenses, we've had a shiur about that in the past, how good is it possible you could stand? One of the answers is that maybe it's only a problem when there are people out there that might get that impression. Who bisman hazeh would walk into shul in Parshas Yisro, see us standing for the Aseres Hadibros, and think, oh, I guess you only have to do the Aseres Hadibros, and you don't have to keep the other mitzvahs. There's nobody like that, bisman hazeh. We have people who keep the mitzvahs, we have people who don't keep anything. Right? We have people who would look on the Aron Kodesh in many shuls and see the Aseres Hadibros and think, oh, okay, I guess that's all I have to do. So maybe that's one reason that maybe the Rambam would agree then. Because the Rambam maybe lived in a time when there were Karaites and there were others that did believe in this kind of stuff. This kind of, these kind of ideas of taking the Torah Shebech Tzav literally. But, you know, Bizmana Zeh, maybe we don't have it and therefore it wouldn't, right, and by the Omer too, maybe the Rambam quotes it. But again, it doesn't sound that way that the Rambam would say that this would be batel at a certain time. Again, remember that Rambam is only in the tshuva of the Rambam. He doesn't quote that in Mishnah Torah. That's also pointed out. So the authority and the veracity of that Rambam, the Tzitz Eliezer says, it's on a different level than the Mishnah Torah. Okay, we continue. Tana Rabbanan. Ilein Yomaya, we quote here from Megillas Tainus. Remember, the Gemara in Tainus talks about Megillas Tainus, the scroll that listed off all the days during the Beis HaMikdash, that we used to have days of celebration, amazing miracles happened those days, so that's why certain days you weren't allowed to fast and you weren't allowed to give aspedim, but they were eventually all batel. They were all batel, and therefore you could do whatever you want on those days, have aspedim fast, except for two, as we know, Purim and Chanukah. Those were the only two that were left. So Tana Rabbanan. Ilein Yomaya Delo Lisana Bahon. These are the days that were listed in Megillas Tainus that you're not allowed to fast, and some of them not even hespedim. Meiresh Yarcha de Nisan Atzman Yebei, from the first day of Nisan until the eighth day of Nisan, Itokim Tzmida, to Lola Mispeid. That was a day that the Rabbanon overcame the argument of the Tzdukim and others that about the, something about the Karban Tamid, which we'll see what. So they made those days, those were special holidays. Because that was the discussion took until the eighth day, then they were victorious. So they made all of those days special days. From the eighth of Nisan all the way until the end of Yantif, so the Chag of Shavuos was established, that it was going to be weeks later. Delo lip mispaid, and they not to have or on the side. Delo lehisana, right? Not even to not to fast. So now we're going to go through each one of these. What exactly happened on those days? There is a machlokas also Rishonim. What exactly was mutter after Batla Megillas Tainus? There's a big sugya in Tainus. The Ravid is quoted by the Rush and the Ran say, even though Batla Megillas Tainus, that only means personal, right? You're allowed to have your own personal fast. You're allowed to have a spaydim, but to have a Tainus Tzibur on those days, that is still usser. That is still awesome. That's the sheet of the Ravid. I'll read it to you from the Ran. The Ran in Tainus on Dav Zayin, in the Dafi Arif, Zayin and Alf, Aval Ravid Zal, Ava Bishabal Megillas Tainus, Afal Pikain, in Gozun Osan Ayamim Tainus Al Tzibur Lachadchila. And he quotes a Raya, which we're not going to get into now. And the Ran and the Rush both argue. They say, no, once it's Batel, it's Batel. The days have no significance anymore. And therefore, even a Tainus Tzibur could be Nigzar. The problem that the Rishonim deal with is that, what does the Gemara say? There are two exceptions to the rule, right? Chanukah and Purim. Those are still in effect from Megillas Tainus. And the Megillas Tainus says, not only those days, but before and after too. Before and after those days, there's also an Isser of Tainus, an Isser of Hesped, which is a problem for Tainus Esther. Right? Tainus Esther is the day before Purim. How do we have Tainus Esther if we say that Purim and Chanukah are still Chai V'Kayim from Megillas Tainus? Then how can we have a fast day on Erev Purim, Dafka? So the Shidim Kubetzes, right here, ask the question. Menachas Amachay. Right? The Shidim Kubetzes, here, ask the question. In the middle of the medium lines. V'im Tomar, in Os Chaf Dalid. Os Chaf Dalid. Right, v'im tomar, heich misanin erev purim, v'apurim miyomai dolu mispeid behon, v'yalkein lofana v'kulei alma asur, v'yin lomar debalu milas tainis, nehit deshar yomi batlu, chadik v'harim lo batlu. So Shimon Kubetzes gives three different answers. Right, what exactly, how do we have tainis Esther the day before Purim, if lo batlu megillas tainis? So number one, he says, nehit dein atzman lo batlu, l'dinti l'fneim l'achareihem miya batlu. Even if they weren't batel, only they themselves weren't batel. The halacha of fasting, of the isra fasting the day before and after, that was batel. Even by Chanukah and Purim. One answer. Inami, kivan dekorna megillah, mifarsi milsa, deloch tzara chizik. The whole issue of the day before, that was to give these days chizik because they're only derabanan. Daraisas don't need chizik. Derabanans need chizik. So here we're going to lay in the megillah. That itself gives the day chizik. We don't have to give other chizik. That a day is mefarsi in the day. People are going to take this day seriously. Number two, that he quotes Inami. A third answer, maybe the Yud Gimel Adar, the day of Tainus Esther, was a different day on the list. It was Yom Nicanor, whatever story that happened, not for us now. So if they were mevatel that day, they're not going to keep a vestige of a different day connected to it on that day. Once they said this day was Batel, they're going to say it's Batel, and therefore everything is Mutter. Okay. The other answer, though, given by Rishonim, the Sefer Hamanhig and others, and the Rosh, says maybe Tainus Esther is a different type of fast day. It's not a Tainus that's Usur Mishum, you know, sadness and seriousness. As the Rishonim call it, it's a Tainus Shal Simcha. And the biggest riot to that is that's the only fast day that could be pushed earlier. We never put fast days earlier. We're not mocked in Puranus. That's why if Tisha B'Av and Shavuot Tammuz are on Shabbos, you push them till Sunday. We never push a fast day earlier, except Tainus Esther. If Purim's on Sunday, we fast on Thursday. Right? So that itself reflects that this is a different type of Tainus. It's not a Tainus Shel Avelus. The Rambam quotes the four fast days that have to do with Avelus. And then Yom Kippur, and then Tainus Esther. It's three types of fast days. Right? The Churban ones, Yom Kippur, and Tainus Esther. Different category. And that's why that's not a violation of the Megillas Tainus. So, we quoted this Megillas Tainus. Now we go through what exactly happened. Right, and this has to do with the Omer. That's why it's here. So, Meresh Yarcha de Nisan Matamanya Bey. The first week of Nisan was on the list originally. Itokam Tamida de Lola Mispaid. Right, the Tamid was established. So they didn't have a spatim. Why? What was the machlokas about the carbon tamid? Shayat stukim omrim, yochin misnadev umevi tamid. The stukim say that a individual could pay for the carbon tamid. He could come and bring money, yochin misnadev umevi tamid. He could come and give money and they could use that, for the carbon tamid. My drosh, because he darshens the pasuk, esakemes ho'echa ta'aseh, singular. Ta'aseh baboker, fesakemes hashine ta'aseh ben harbayim. Right, he darshan that pasuk, singulars. Therefore, right, even a yachin. Maya hadru, what did they answer? And they said, you're wrong. Keep reading. Es karbani lachmi li yishai tishmeru. Plural. Shiyukulon bon mi chumas alishka. No, it comes from the chumas alishka. The Torah Tamima says, they are on that pasuk. What? So it's one against one. Why did that win? So he says, look closely in the Rashi. Rashi. Maya hadru. Maya hadru luhu rabbanon kishe nitzchum. What did the rabbanon answer when they won? He says the Torah Tamima in a diuk, doesn't sound like they used this to win. It sounds like they had 25 different arguments with them, and they won. And when they won, this is how they countered this drasha. You think this pasuk is singular? That's another word that's plural. But it's not that this was the convincing argument. Because after all, there's nothing, why is this better than the other one? What is Taaseh? What is Tishmeru? That's what he's medayik from that Rashi. When they won, it must be they won with 25 other different arguments. Nira dalav dafka, shirak mi lashon zen nitzchum, shari mai ume, halashon tishmeru mi lashon Taaseh, shirishchu boat stukim, ala ratzaloma, shehem hechriu daitim, api svaris acheros, falashon tishmeru, sheviyu hurak lu umazeh, shochichu at stukim, mi lashon Taaseh. Amru shemi zen raya, emi zen raya, and he gets that from the Rashi, possibly. Good. What's the deeper message of this machlokas? You know, generally, whenever you have a major machlokas, the tzukim, is there a deeper message that they say even a yachid, and we say no, it's sibur? So explains the beautifully the Shemi Shmuel. The Shemi Shmuel says that the underlying message, it's in Mishpatim Tafresh Ayin Dalid. That the Tzdukim knew that it says singular, but they can't fathom the idea of a Tzibur being one singular unit. How do we answer the Stira? It has to come from the Tzibur, but it says singular because Klal Yisrael together, Klal Yisrael Reim Zelazeh, right, the language of the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, Kuguf Echad, we're like one guf. And therefore, it's okay, we could figure out what Tishmeru and Taaseh means together. But they can't fathom that type of Achdus. They can't fathom the Taaseh. And that's why they say it must be a yachid. It must be one person. You can only be connected from within. 10 people, if you just look at the bodies, you just believe in what's there, Torah Shebichsav, they're not connected. You can have a team, but a team isn't one, like on a deeper level. But we believe in neshama. We believe in could all be together. Torah Shabbat Pen Nishmas Yisrael Pnimi Yoseim Mitzad Pnimi Yisko Yisrael Sibur Kishechad. That's how it can be a yachid. That's how you can put together Taaseh and Tishmeru. Wow, that's a Shemi Shmuel. Good. So that's machlokas number one that had to do with the Tamid. But we continue, and this is the one that has to do with us. Mitmanya Bevatov Madaya Itozav Chag Adeshuaya Zolu Mispeid. As we know, the next week from the 8th until after Pesach. Shavuos was established. The Baitusim, and I'm interchanging words, Baitusim, Stukim, even though there are somewhat differences, but we're putting them all together. Those who believe only in the Torah Shebichsav. So they said it always has to be on a Sunday. Nitvalem Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, V'yamarlem Shotim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the great leader says, you fools, Minayin Lachem, how do you know to take this literally? There wasn't anybody who wanted to stand up to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Chutz mizakin echad. One elder, and he said the following humorous suggestion. Right, it appears you see on the side in the Erevin also. Moshe Rabbeinu Oev Yisrael Haya. Moshe Rabbeinu loved Am Yisrael. I guess, remember Rashi in Parsha Shlach says, every falsehood has to start off with a little bit of MS in order to like have hold a little bit. To be stand. That's why the Meraglim came back and said, oh, it's a beautiful land, but Ochelet Yoshveh, etc. So here too, the first phrase is that Moshe loves us. That was true. The Yodea Shatzeres Yomecheru. And he knows Shavuos is only one day. It's such a short, you count down 49 days, and finally, boom, it's one day. Especially Mida Araisa, how it's supposed to be here in Eretz Yisrael. You stay up all night, you wait, you eat, you wake up, whatever, you're done. Shavuos is finished. So it's one day. So you call that a holiday, vacation? So Amad V'tikna Achar Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu said, you know what? Shavuos is always on a Sunday, extended weekend. Kedei Shiyu Yisrael Misangim Shnei Yomim. That's what he says. Machres HaShabbos, Shavuos is always on a Sunday. Look, the Pesach and Sukkot, it's a whole week. Whenever it is. But Shavuos is only one day. Well, you have Tashlumin for afterwards. But it's always on a Sunday. It's a long weekend. Kara Lav Mikra Zeh. And he called. He said, this pasuk, Achar Asar Yom Lechorev, Derech Har Seir. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said back to him, we could have gone into Eretz Yisrael in 11 days. The Moshe Rabbeinu Oiv Yisrael Haya, Lama Ichran Bamidbar Barim Shana. And he delayed them 40 years. Right? If this is what he really wanted and interpreted and he loved us so much. So, that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai answered. The long weekend guy. Amar lo, Rebbe, Bekacha Tapodrani. That's the answer you give me. Why, you say the 11 days? Miniki could have answered him and said, that's different, because they sinned and they were punished. Amar lo, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shote. You think I'm really giving you a real answer? Velo tehei Torah shleima shalanu, kesicha batela shalachem. Don't put our Torah on the same level as your foolish interpretations. You want to know the real answer? There's a drashas chazal. But you don't believe in that. That's why I didn't answer you at first with that. But drashas chazal, kasevech, and the rest of this amud is six different pshatim. What is the drashas chazal? How we interpret that b'machores haShabbos is not literally Shabbos. Kasevech ad omer, first one. One pasuk says, tisbru chamishim yom. V'kasevech ad omer, shiva shabbos, sheva shabbosos t'mimus tiyana. 50 days or 7 weeks. And weeks, Rashi quotes here, weeks usually start at the beginning of the week. When you count a week, you start with Yom Rishon. Right? In the Torah, Yom Rishon. I think we mentioned in the past, everybody agrees that a week is 7 days. Every nation in the world, throughout history, they say a couple hundred years ago, the French tried to start at like a 9-day week or something like that. Didn't work. It's in the Bria. It's in the Bria Kodesh Baruch Hu. So a week starts off, so it says 50 days. Or you got 7 weeks, which means you start on a Sunday. So Haketzad, Kan B'Yontif Shecholias B'Shabbos. When Pesach falls out on Shabbos, then it works out that the Tzdukim and the Prushim are all together. You start counting Sunday. Kan B'Yontif Shecholias B'Emsa Shabbos. So that's the drush up. That's the drush of Chazal. And then we just have a simin for some of the others. Shel, Rabbi Elazar Sofer, Rabbi Yeshua Mona, Rabbi Shmuel Ma'amer, Rabbi Yehuda Lamata Simin. Good. Other drushos that prove to us that it's what Shabbos means. Rabbi Eliezer Omer number 2. Eino Tzarech. Harei Omer Tispar Loch. Count Loch for you. Svira Tluya Bebezdin. As we will see, that's referring to Bezdin, right? It's given over to you. Shiva Shavuos Tispar Loch. So what's given to Bezdin? Shehem Yodan Lachadish, because they were the ones that know how to be Mechadish the calendar. Mimachres HaShabbos, Mimachres Yontif, Yotza Shabbos Bereshis, Shesvirasa B'chol Adam. Bezdin has no relevance to Shabbos, Bereshis. So if the Pasuk is referring to Bezdin somehow involved in the Svirasa Omer, it must be not referring to Shabbos Bereshis, but to Shabbos means the first day of Pesach. Number two. Number three, Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Amra Torah Minei Yamim, the Kadesh Chodesh. Count days and sanctify Rosh Chodesh. Minei Yamim v'Kadesh Atzeres. Count days and sanctify Shavuos. So Ma Chodesh Samach L'Biyaso Nikar, and we compare. Just like Rosh Chodesh, close to its starting, its Nikar, that is Rosh Chodesh, right, the Molad HaLevana, right, when Rosh Chodesh starts, you see the moon. Af Atzerech Samach L'Biyaso Nikaris. So to Shavuos should be clear Samach L'Biyaso. It'll be clear its date. And according to Yud Stukim, it has a different date every year, depending on when it was, right? Sunday, it's always going to be the Sunday, different dates, but it has to be clear. No, it's clear. The date is clear 49 days, 50 days after that day of Pesach. V'yim tomar atzeres ha'olam achar ha'shabes, heich nikitei, nikeres mishal afaneha. And if Shavuos is always on Sunday, so it wouldn't be nikar. Good. Rabbi Yishmael, next suggestion. Omer, Shmuel Omer, Omra Torah, Havei Omer, BePesach, V'shtei Alechem Batzeres. Right, the parallel. You bring the Omer from the new barley on Pesach, and you bring the Shtei Alechem from the new wheat on Shavuos. Ma Lahalon Regel V'tchiles Regel. Just like on Shavuos, it's a Yontif, and it's the beginning of the Yantif. It's only one day, but it's the beginning of the Yantif. Afkan regel v'tchilas regel. So to hear the tchilas regel, which is right after the first day of the regel. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Omer, or Rabbi Yeshua ben Maseira Omer, Nomer Shabbos Lamala v'Nomer Shabbos Lamata. It says Shabbos here, Mimachras HaShabbos, but also it calls Shvuis Lamata, Ani Mimachras HaShabbos HaShviis, Tisfru Chamishim Yom, the Pasuk says. So Malahalan, Regel, V'tchilas HaRegel, Samachla, just like Shvuis, it's Regel, and you'd bring it, T'chilas HaRegel, right on it, Afkan Regel, V'tchilas HaRegel, Samachla, period. So we have all of these drushes. There is a question that some of the Mefarshim deal with, I'll mention it from the Meshech Chachma, and that is, so why did the Torah write such a confusing Lashon? Right? Why did the Torah write Shabbos if it didn't mean Shabbos? Right? You could have used it. You could have said something else. Just don't say anything, and we would know. And then we wouldn't need all of these drashos Chazal. So there are different pshatim given. The Meshech Chachma has one in Parshas Emor, in Chaf Gimel Chaf Aleph. Da. This is the Yesod of the Meshech Chachma. Tepedaso Eloki Yishmitzvah Samakashrin Yisrael Avim Shabbat Shemayim Yishmitzvah Samakashrin Yisrael Zelazeh. There are some mitzvahs that connect us directly to Hashem. And there are some mitzvahs that connect us to each other. You might call that Baradun Lachom Redum Chaveiro, but he has a fancy way of saying it. There are some mitzvahs that connect us to Hashem. Imagine a circle. Hashem is in the middle. We're all on the circle, on the circumference of the circle outside, and we're all connected to Hashem with a line to the middle of the circle. And some mitzvahs connect us to each other. Kigon, Tzitzis, Tfilin, and Mezuzah, Hey, Mitzvahs, Amakashin, Lishol, Hashem, Yisbarach. Gemilas Chesed, Shrumis, Maisris, Mekashin, Zelazeh. Fine. And then he says, that's a chilek between Shabbos and Yontif. That's why you can't just say, Yontif Malachim Redo Machavero. Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos, he says, is connecting us to Hashem. Al Yetzei Ishmim Komo. Right? You're not allowed to carry out on Shabbos. Hotzah Asura. Molechas Ochel Nefesh Asura. V'yim Kain. You can't cook too much. Right? You can't go out. Kol Ish V'ish B'fnei Atzmohu. Levadahu Yoshev Ba'osek B'Torah. Shehema Mukusharim Al Hashem Yisbarach HaMerkasa Amiti. Asher Kol Yisrael Hema Kavim Nifradim HaMagim L'Merkaz Echad. Hu Hashem Yisbarach. Like I described what he said. Right? You have a circle and every Jew has a line to Hashem. Right? The focus of Shabbos is more private. L'siba Zeh Hem Shurim Yachtam. And through being connected to Hashem, we're connected to each other. Fine. Avo Yantif, hu ben ha-mitzvah samakashin, hu mazel hazeh. Melech ha-zochol nefesh is mutter. Cook for whoever you want. The principle of hoel, guests might come. No eruv, v'hotzah, right? Go out. Vim yavo elef archim yofel lahem. Ad she'omru, ho'ofem yantif l'chol, rabo mein aloka, ho'ov ha-chazi l'archim. V'kulam chayavim la'olos l'regel. You get together in the base of Migdash. Lila regel, v'le smoach, v'le sameach. Hutra, Hotza, Havara, Shem Lo Kane, Loha Yimukashur, Mugadim, Zela Zeke Echad. That's generally Shabbos and Yantif. But now he says, Hisbonan Chatira, think about it. The first Pesach that we had was a Bechina of Shabbos. Right? It was the night of Makas Bechoros. We weren't allowed to go out of our houses. Right? Al Yeti is from Koma, which is said by Shabbos. We had a very similar Lashon that year. Al Yeti mi Pesach, Ish mi Pesach, Besu ad Boker. Wherever we did all the Karan Pesach, that first Pesach was like had a Bechina of Shabbos. Right? Didn't have the Ochel Nefesh Hotzah type of messages. V'lakach, ha-Pesach Shabbat Barah, Zuk, Siv Beish Yonecha, Olamnuyav, right? Olamnuyav, right? You couldn't switch groups. It was all like Shabbos. It was all very much limited. Kemo Shabbos. Mishatorach Be'erev Shabbos, Yochel B'Shabbos. And that's why, V'sfatim Lachem Yimachar Zah Shabbos. Because the first Pesach was like Shabbos, and that's why, to remember that event, that first day of Pesach was like Shabbos, Lachem Kazim V'sfatim Lachem Yimachar Shabbos, that Pesach, Kam Shehu Baho Raso Kamo Shabbos, Ahad Mimachar Zah Shabbos, HaShviyas, She'ot Yum Kshorm Zeh Lazeh Be'ez Galus, V'otechalapa Asadcha. That's why also, another mystery, in Emor, by Shvuis, all the Matnas Aniyim are written there. It's a big mystery, the Mefarshim wonder. In the middle of the Parshas HaMoadim, in Perach of Gimel, in MR, we have all of these Matnas Aniyim, Leket Shechen Peah, stuck in there by Shvuis. What's it doing there? So the Meshech Chachma says, because it's emphasizing the switch. Because Pesach is Bechina of Shabbos, and it's just connecting us to Hashem. Then you get to Shvuis. Shvuis is now, this is Chagim. This is connecting us to each other. And that's why Leket Shechen Peah are reflecting that, written Dafka there. And that's the, yes, it goes more, but, Anyway, that's his message here. Amazing. Meshech Chachma there in Parshas Emor. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, we continue. Tomorrow, Menachas Samech Vav, Sviras HaOmer, Mitzvah L'Mimnei Shvuei, Mitzvah L'Mimnei Yomei, the Bahag, the Tosfos, Zeichel HaMikdash. A lot coming up, Hashem, on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.